We're just live shopping right now.
Oh my God, so funny. So I just ran into this John guy that I kind of dated for a minute, and I looked hella good. So I was like, yes, bitch.
Welcome to the Beauty and the Beast podcast, hosted by Nicole Smith and Scott Picard, right here on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
We start out with a scene where Michael is FaceTiming his son, and his son basically says, and Michael can't tell him exactly what's going on. But
yeah,
he
said he can't tell him.
He says that
he's like, I'm on a work trip.
His son says, I know why you're not coming, because you don't want to see me. Michael, very sad moment. Michael breaks down and has to go tell Katie.
Yeah, he's like, I literally can't do this. Like, I'm all he has in this world. And I totally respect and understand. And I get that. Like, he's a good father. And like, he is, like, his son already lost a parent. So he's like, I'm not going to not be there for him. And he is so young. That's really hard.
And so Michael leaves. Katie's breaking down. The way she was talking to him, like, she was going to pick him.
Oh my God. No, she would have. I would have too. You could tell she was really sad.
I don't think she was going to pick him at all. In my eyes, I don't think she was going to pick him.
I thought she was totally going to pick him. I would have picked him. He was like the obvious choice out of that top four. Out of that top four, I would have picked him all day.
Yeah, you might have, but like, I just think that she wasn't going to pick him. I think he was breaking up with her. And so she was like, oh man, I could see something. But like, if you convince him to stay and you don't pick him, then like, she's the asshole.
Yeah, I was really hoping she'd pull a Claire and like run away with him, but obviously I guess she feels strongly enough about Justin and the others that she's like, okay, fine, like I'll be all right, I guess I'll stick around here.
But Michael or Andrew, someone says that in the mental all about getting back together, and she's like, no, I'm happy, which makes it seem to me that she wasn't gonna pick him, but she wanted to see. But at the same time, like Tayshia said, Zach wasn't her favorite until she met his family and realized how he is around everyone. So maybe that could have changed. And Michael could have won.
Maybe. Go ahead. Yeah. And then we get to the mental.
Which is what we all love. And we start right with the drama. And we first go to Cody and Aaron.
We go to Cody and Aaron. And that was very like, I was like hoping like Katie would be on stage. And I'm like, so I wonder if she's backstage watching and she gets to see the interaction that she missed. I mean, obviously she has at this point, like watching the show, but the men tell all has already been pre-recorded, hasn't it?
Yeah. So
is it pre-recorded or is it recorded recently?
I mean, I think it's recorded relative, like after the last episode films, they record it. So the people have all been caught up on what's happening.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm sure they talk, but the thing with Cody and Aaron is no one ever said, like, no one ever got into details. They just are speaking, like, in general terms.
Still don't know.
Aaron did mention that Cody said after he got selected 6 months ago, he wrote on an Instagram post, I'm going to be famous. And
that's really
it seemed
bad.
Like he was not a good look. Not a good look.
Not a good look, pal.
I'm going to get into Aaron later, but he just comes off as such a baby. Like, big fucking baby.
He's a big baby on podcasting.
Big baby. Sorry. So Carl is basically sitting there going, like, he's just saying the same fucking shit. This guy's the dumbest fucking person.
Carl literally talks in circles and he's actual piece of crap.
He did the thing where
you guys are all fake. And it's like, no, Carl, nobody's fake. You're the one who's just literally here stirring the pot for shits and gigs. And
Katie at the end was like, Carl, you were right. He wasn't right. That's like me saying,
no, that's what pisses me off about this. Is she's like, oh, Carl, you're right. Like, no, he wasn't. He was never right. Stop
and
validating
then he said,
him.
He said, obviously, Thomas. He goes, obviously, Thomas. And then everyone goes, well, what gave you that intention that it was Thomas? He had no answers because no one ever talked it. He didn't talk to Thomas. He had no intentions. This is what happened. This is what I compared.
He literally just said it. And like, we talked about this. Like, he was going to say it. And then eventually, like, yeah, someone who didn't have the right intentions was going to pop up.
That'd be like me going into a room of a bunch of couples, 10 couples, and be like, one of you is going to get cheated on. And then like 5 years
later,
has anyone cheated on anyone? They're like, no one's cheated on anyone. Well, they will eventually based on the numbers. And then he just ends up being right. Because of it. No, we're not giving you fucking credit for that, Carl, you dumb piece of shit.
Yeah,
he's the worst person ever.
I hate him. And you know, like, he's got shifty eyes. Like, you can't trust a person who's like shifty eyes. Like, he's got the shiftiest eyes. And like, the way he moves his, I don't know, everything about Carl just irritates me.
And then he said to Brendan that he just came here for a free trip to the United States, which is like the most absurd thing.
So stupid, first of all.
He was looking at approval from the crowd. He said that, and the crowd just didn't say a word. You know you're in the wrong.
Nobody supports you.
He was making like Thomas look better than he was. And then they were like attacking Hunter. And the
that
one
was
thing
really
is, like,
mean.
I thought he handled himself really well. And like, hey, like I was there. And then he had Connor on his side, which I think Connor's not a bullshitter. Everyone like Connor.
I think Connor's a pretty honest dude. I think the fact that Connor backed him up, and just the fact that like, I don't hate Aaron. I don't hate like the other guys, but I'm like, can we not like gang up on somebody? Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's be adults here. So I was a little disappointed with that.
I'm going to say this. The guys individually towards Katie seem like good guys, or most of them, obviously.
Love it. They're all like, we support you.
When they're all together, they're the worst fucking people in the most. They're just fucking the biggest babies. Why me? Pieces of shit. Like, dudes, like they feel like they're owed something because they're on the show.
They do.
They all feel like they were owed something. And they're just big whiners. Next scene is Connor. So Connor gets called up. They relive his whole memories. And then he, one of the big things about him is they end with the kissing part. And he's like, no, I texted my ex-girlfriends. Like, they said I wasn't that bad. And then we get to the point where a random girl from the stands is going, I would like to chime in. I don't think he's a bad kisser. Oh, would you like to test it out? Everyone's chanting kiss. They go and they kiss. I'll say this. That kiss looks like it stunk.
It looked terrible. And to be honest, let's all just agree. That was not random. That was very set up. And they even showed that he had been 100% manufactured.
Oh, I know why it's 100% manufactured, because they sent out a casting call to people asking them about being on the show. And there's like someone sent a screenshot to the Chicks in the Office girls, and they read it out loud and they showed it. And I think it's the Bachelor Scoop posted it, because someone sent it
to
them.
Juicy.
Yeah. So it was like saying like, I need you to say this, maybe give a kiss. If not, he'll just probably give you a hug. And then the problem I have is like, oh, they clearly follow each other. So it must be.
They were commenting on each other's photos.
Yeah. But this happened. This wasn't live. So it happened now. Or happened like a week later, so clearly they must have followed each other. She just released a song today, weird enough. But there was a casting for it. By the way, he's a very aggressive kisser. It is very aggressive.
I watched it and it's
he doesn't even turn his head. He's just like straight on. I told you, they go up, he goes up.
Yeah, it's weird. He's like nose to nose with you, and you're like, do I have to like, oh, okay, weird. Yeah, that was aggressive. And then all the memes were my favorite. Like, it was gold. It was like, these Connor's poor students have to keep watching him make out with all these random women on TV.
Yeah. And he did say to her, I don't know if you caught it, like, I was actually checking you out when I walked on stage. Then we get to, clearly a plant. She did it for Cassie. She has 14,000 followers. Like, she just released a song. They're both in Nashville. I think it was a plant, 100%. Totally.
Okay, yeah, she was planted, and it was just to help her budding music career. But, like, good for her. He got to make out with some random girl. Congrats to him.
I think that it was definitely – they reached out to a ton of people, maybe people that wanted to be on the show prior and were like, hey, I need you to do this. And, of course, she stepped up and did it, and then had a song waiting to go after she knew she was on the show. But they're not going to work out. No way they're going to date. Maybe they might fake date, but no.
If anyone was going to date him, it'd be the other woman in a cat costume in the audience.
We get to Andrew S. Andrew S. is basically, I think this was like his audition for The Bachelor.
It was a good audition then.
Yeah. I mean, it just like relived all the sad moments. It was him just, you know, just speaking his truth, and everything was like great. It was just a good conversation. I don't think anything like they said shocked me or anything crazy. I think it's all what we know about him. By the way, Andrew, I love him. When Connor was kissing the girl, though, did you hear what he was yelling?
No.
He was like, you're a tiger. You're a tiger.
Oh, yes.
So he was hyping him up, which I love. So, Andrew, I think he's going to be the next Bachelor. That's my thought on it. I think he's the next Bachelor.
here's my, I just saw a meme and it was like, here's a thought, plot twist. Let's make them both the Bachelor. Whoever's on a date, the other one watches Michael's son. And I was like, I'm so supportive and I'm here for this. Like,
I don't think Michael will be it though, just because he'll have spent so much, they'll have to bring his kid in with him. I think it'll be a too much for him. And I also think this is Michael's just going to go back to Akron, Ohio, continue his job, meet a great person, and like continue to like raise his kid. I think like he's not someone that's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. He's not a Bachelor in Paradise guy. I don't think he's a Bachelor guy. I think this is him. We'll all remember him. And he just wants to go about, try to find someone to love and raise his kids. And you might see him on Instagram doing some stuff, but yeah, I don't know if he's necessarily the guy like that. He doesn't seem like a Bachelor guy. And what I mean by that is like the Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. He's not like he'd be like Nick Viall, you know, on a bunch of shows. I don't think he was there to try to find love, and that's what his goal. And he didn't happen. So he's going to move on to back home and try to figure it out and raise his kid.
I agree.
So then we get to, swinging into that, it's Michael gets on stage. We got to watch this, like, him, his son again. Like, this is sad. Like, it is unbelievable. Sad. But they asked if Katie wants him back, would he take her? At the time, I thought that they were hinting that maybe she didn't pick someone, you know? Maybe Greg goes home, or Blake and Justin didn't work out, so maybe they were hinting, but I don't, based off what Katie said when she came out, I don't think that's the case.
Obsessed with Michael, and I'm happy that if he does go back and he chooses to just live his life, be normal, be a dad, I'm just gonna be really sad if he doesn't slide in my DMs at some point, and like I'm not like the stepmom to his child, and we have our own family too, like, you know, like, ugh, whatever, fine.
Could you live in Akron, Ohio?
No, I would totally convince him to come to Arizona, of course.
I don't think you would.
I think I could, because Arizona is a beautiful place to live. We all love it.
One of the worst educational states. It'd be tough to tell him to switch that.
I think I would try really hard to afford my husband's, you know, child, like, private education, just because I love him so much.
Okay.
You know, like, we would make it work.
We need the people that you're with right now to win Miss Universe then, because we ain't going to be affording on just Miss Arizonas and shit. We need a Miss USA and a Miss Universe.
I mean, I'm going to let them know, but I don't know about that.
Let Miss Arizona know that you're in the car with, that if she wins Miss USA, I will come to Miss Universe and I will pay off the judges, because I know there's some shady shit that goes on, so we can win.
Miss Universe is actually going to be in Israel. Do you really want to go to Israel?
I feel like I could figure out a way to be safe.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'll let Cassie.
When is Miss Universe?
When is Miss Universe? December. December in Israel. I don't know what the weather's like.
Let her know if she ever wins Miss Universe, and I was there, I paid off the judges. Just let her know.
If she wins, you paid off the judges. It was definitely sponsored by Scott Picard.
Yep. And we're going to give her a crown that says, follow us on Bachelor Chat.
Follow us at Bachelor Chat, right on the banner.
The bloopers I thought were pretty funny. Like, you got to really see like the guys a little bit, like more personally, that you never get to see. I wish during the episodes they would show more bloopers than they do. Just at the end. Yeah.
You get to relate to the guys a little more. They used to do that. They do it at the end. No, yeah, but I mean, during the season, I thought they used to do it like randomly. I don't know, but I think it like would soften the public to some of the guys, and they wouldn't be as harsh on them. Like, you know, like, as much as I don't really care for Hunter, I think he got like the shit end of a stick on that one. Like, people were really, really hard on him and mean. And I'm just like, you guys don't need to come and like, Bachelor Nation, I love y'all, but y'all be real aggressive sometimes. Like, you don't need to attack people that hardcore.
We get in, you know, like, I think agree.
They just take it too far.
Well, there's only so much time. They also do like 30% of the thing is commercials. So it's like they got to stream all this stuff in. Well, you know what? Maybe have a little more bloopers, do one less commercials, if you fit some of that stuff in. But we then get to see that Jason comes on, and we get to see his engagement.
To Caitlin, which like, okay, cool, to whatever.
Caitlin Brissel. Yeah, it's like, all right, whatever, nice, they met. All right, we can just skip over that a little bit. Katie comes on, and they obviously bring up like Michael and then Andrew, and they're talking. It's obviously hard, but she says She made it seem like she picked someone in the end, which is great. And then I always say this. Of course, Trey, after Michael and fucking Andrew talk and they have their moment, of course, Trey has to chime in. Like, it wouldn't be a show without Trey just chiming in.
Right.
Then she called Aaron Thomas, which makes sense.
Oh, my God. That wasn't very nice. Do you think that was intentional?
No, but I think, like, she kind of looks like him. He always has Thomas on his mind and bringing shit up that I think, like, yes, it's just an easy mistake. Like, it'd be like if I called you, we were just, like, hanging out with, like, Marissa. And I was like, all right, Marissa. Oh, sorry. And we were just around them. We were talking about her.
I guess you know, but the problem is Thomas has such a, like, negative connotation over me. I'm like, oh, Thomas.
Oh, no,
like,
it's definitely not the nicest. It's definitely not the nicest thing to call someone. I'll tell you that, especially him. He hated it. So there's that. Then Connor has to, of course, sing. It's just, I saw a tweet that was like, when Connor was getting called up and sticking up for some people, they were like, I think I'm kind of into Connor. And then he sang it, and the girl was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
Then lastly,
that was really funny, though.
Yeah. Him singing is just, he's got to stop. He's not like a great singer. So it's kind of annoying. Thomas comes on and says his, like, it's just so fake. He's such like a narcissist. Like, he's so fake. He asks, why did her feelings change so quickly? And then she was like, she basically, in the nicest way possible, without being like, because I asked you something you never fucking answered. And then when I would say something, you, like, when I was trying to be serious and try to get to the point, you were like smiling the whole time. Basically being like, you're a psychopath. And he's like, no, I can understand. I can take that. And he's just sitting there like, it's like when people tell him things, I don't think he listens to what they said.
Yeah, he doesn't. No, he's very much like, I'm going to say what I have to say, and I'm not going to listen to what anyone else has to say. And that's just what it is. And it's like, you could expand your mind just a touch and not sound like such a fucking idiot.
I think he goes in, I'm going to say something nice. And then his next response is, in his head, he plays out, oh, it's going to go well when I say this. And I'm going to say, oh, that was, I understand that. I get that. I respect that. Whether it doesn't matter what she says. So I wish Katie kind of just called him out more, like more was more blunt. She tried to do it nice, which I get. But I wish she was just like, you're a fucking idiot.
She tried to be nice about it, but it's like, Katie, stop being so nice. Like, call people out as they kind of deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, I just think, like, she spent time calling the wrong people out sometimes. And then I felt like she focused on being a little dramatic, and it wasn't, I don't know. I just felt like it was good intentions, but like slightly misplaced. Because the people that needed to be called out never really got it. Like, hard called out from her.
Yep. We had the blooper, not the bloopers, then we get the previews for next episode, which clearly is something with her and Greg that we're all anticipating based on like the rumors going on. I don't want to spoil for anyone or anything, but
just say spoiler.
I got something to add though. We saw Michelle's guys came out.
Yes. Oh my God. Michelle's guys.
There's a guy on there. Malik, who was an RA at my college. And I went to a college of like two, he was like a grad student RA as part of getting his master's at a small school. So we knew him, played basketball with him, played pickup a lot with him, know him. Was in I lived in San Diego for a year. He was already out there. I don't know where he was working exactly. A lot of us Springfield guys know him. And he actually in May of last year. He slid in my, some ideas. He just didn't have his number.
I was like, he slid in your DMs? He didn't remember.
He was like, yo, coming to Scottsdale this weekend and possibly next too. And I was like, oh, for any reasons, you just coming to kick it. He's like, just kick it. I was like, all right, let me know when you're here. I think that COVID got very serious and everything shut down, like the 2 weeks that like was when they got shut down. So I don't think he ever ended up making it out here. But I then messaged him when I saw the casket release. And I was like, he followed me.
Oh,
and he had like 200 followers on Instagram, and he followed like maybe 200 people. And then I was like, wow. Bro, you're going to be on The Bachelor. And then he read it. He saw it, and he went directly to private. So he privated his Instagram, which means I think he's going, I never responded though. So I don't know if like people, he's not supposed to technically tell people, even though it got let out.
Right. Yeah. You're not allowed. You got to keep it quiet, quiet. And then I told you I matched with the guy, Brian, on Raya. Yeah. So I was on Raya and we matched and we never went out or met up. Like he, I guess, was like road tripping across the US and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not doing long distance, but like, thanks. Bye bye. But he's a former NFL player. Actually, he just went to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. So
What's his name? Brian Weissman,
something. I don't know. It was like an NFL veteran. So I think he retired after like Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be the judge of him. Anytime they say an NFL player, former NFL player, they played like on the practice squad for like a week. So I always take that with a grain of salt. All right. Well, I'll let you go. Remember, everyone, you can follow us on Bachelor Chat on Instagram and follow us on the podcast. Leave a review.
Yep. Download swipe and subscribe.
Up. Actually, just kidding. You don't need swipe
up. Did you say swipe up?
You could. Yeah, as a joke. But all right.
Swipe up.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.